The Company of Ghosts by Burley Doherty. Read by Katie Sobey. Are you trying to be brave or crying to be saved? Nicholas Shute. Chapter 1. The island is shrouded in mist. A girl stands so close to the water that spray showers over her like beads of pearl. Yet she feels nothing. She is watching a fisherman drawing into land. He beaches his boat and hauls a basket out onto shore that is purple with the shells of mussels. He crouches down, scooping handfuls into his basket. He whistles tunefully as he works, intent on his task. He doesn't hear any sound as the girl steps over the shell beach towards him. Nor does he see a shadow as she stands between him and the low sunlight. He doesn't hear her voice. He hears only the clattering of the shells, the scraping of waves on the shingle, the sobbing cry of gulls. "Guthrie," the girl says to him, as she says every time he comes to the island. "Please help me. Will you never help me?" He pauses for a moment, glances up as if something caught his senses, and then frowns. He finishes his task quickly, heaves his basket into his boat, Miss Tweedy, and heads for home with the tide. Chapter 2. Ellie waited until she heard her mother and Angus head up to their room. Time to go. Quickly, she fished out her father's rucksack from under the bed and stuffed a few items of clothing inside.